Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, thank you for joining us on Thursdays. We've been going through the Lord's Prayer. And so today brings us to Matthew 6:12, which says, "And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors." This section is about forgiveness, and God intentionally and repeatedly ties his character, ties his nature to forgiveness. In Exodus 34, where God reveals the kind of God that he will be known to be, and this is quoted throughout Scripture, this is Exodus 34, 6 and 7, "The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, 'The Lord, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands,'" and here it is, "'forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin.'" So part of God's essential character is that he is a forgiving God. Yes, he is perfectly holy. Yes, he is above. Yes, he is sovereign. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. But he delights to show forgiveness to those who do not deserve it. What an amazing truth about our God. Salvation is tied to this idea of forgiveness. Ephesians 1:7, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace." That through Christ Jesus, through the gospel, he offers us forgiveness for our sins, past, present, and future. And it's part of the deal of being in a relationship with the God of heaven. But our life as Christians is going to be marked by continually needing God's forgiveness. 1 John 1:8-9, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So God ties his nature to forgiveness. He offers us forgiveness at the cross, and he continues to offer forgiveness to us as we live in relationship with God. So when we pray this prayer, "Lord, forgive us our debts, forgive us our sins," we are praying that God would align himself with his true nature. God, do what you and your word say that you will do, and forgive us. But that forgiveness is tied here to this next clause, "as we have forgiven our debtors," or "as we forgive our debtors." What this means and what this applies and what we pray for God's help to do as part of the Lord's Prayer is to emulate our Heavenly Father in the way that we forgive others. There's the story in the Gospels of the servant who owes his master a lot of money, and the master forgives his massive debt. And the servant immediately turns around and goes and demands repayment from someone who owes him money and shows no mercy whatsoever. And the ruler's punishment is swift, and it is severe on that servant who was shown mercy and yet did not show mercy to another. That parable is for us. We are shown forgiveness. We also ought to forgive. How much? 70 times 7, Jesus says in the Gospels. Ephesians 4:32, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, as in Christ God forgave you." God cares about our actions, yes, but he cares just as much about our motivation for why we do what we do. Do we respond to God trying to get people to like us, trying to earn our salvation in some way or earn God's favor? Our motive for forgiveness is that we have received so much forgiveness. Jesus, talking about the woman caught in adultery to the Pharisees, says, "The one who has been forgiven much loves much, and we have all been forgiven much." So our response to that love and to that forgiveness is to show mercy, is to show forgiveness to those who have harmed us. Because no one will never harm us as much as we have harmed our Savior, our Father, our friend, our brother, Jesus, through our sin, through our disobedience, and continue to do so. But it is all forgiven through Christ Jesus on the cross. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. How have we been forgiving this week? How have we been forgiving today to the person who was rude to us at the restaurant when we were ordering, to the family member who said something insensitive, which they do time and time again? Did we show mercy and forgiveness? It is not easy. It is not meant to be easy. If it was easy, we wouldn't need the reminder all over the Word of God to show forgiveness, because forgiveness was shown to us. Forgive us our debts, God. We will thank you for it, and help us to forgive others. Lord, we thank you for this prayer. It reminds us of who you are, God, and how we can emulate your character for you, but also through your power and through your strength. That's why we need to pray these things. We need to pray for your help to do what is naturally impossible, but what through Christ is possible. All things are possible. So help us to show forgiveness when it costs, because that is when powerful things happen, when we do the impossible through your power. You get the glory, and we receive the blessing. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk, Church Family. You are loved. Have a blessed day.